Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Book lovers treat their books in a number of different ways. Some handle them delicately and take care never to bend the pages, while others might mark them up with pen and highlighter to note their favorite passages. I'm one of the latter, by the way. People pick up my books and they say, "What did you do to this beautiful book?" Other people still turn them into works of art. And next Sunday, the Turner Dodge House is hosting Lansing's first book art show. It's called Boundless. It will showcase different works of art made out of books as well as handmade books. Here to tell us more about book art and the upcoming show, co-creator of Boundless, Zara Resch. Zara, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you for having me here, Mark.
Are you an underliner and a highlighter, or do you treat your books with great reverence and never mark them?
Oh, no. I mark them every which way I can.
Some people pick up a couple of times. There have been occasions when people pick up a book on a table at our house when we're having people over, and they say, "This is criminal. You should never highlight or mark up a book like that." But I go back and I reread things, and I want to go back to the important points.
Oh,
you know,
books are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got to share with us where this idea to have a book art show came from. Whose idea was this?
My friend Jane Ryder, the co-creator of Boundless, we love book art. And we've done this for a few years, but we have never seen anything on exhibit here locally. And we know that a lot of people that do this. So we said, well, why don't we bring all these people together by doing a show? And that's the reason. It's like to bring people who do book art together so that we can share ideas, share doodads that we put in our books, and you know, and get to talking about book art and make it more visible for the local community.
Well, try to make it a little more visible for our listeners here. Give us a good example of a piece of book art that you've seen.
A book art is basically made out of a cover and pages, and you can make that out of anything you want, from junk mail, pieces of wood, envelopes, shopping bags, old books, or clay, if that's your medium.
So, but you're taking a book, you're taking a physical book, and you're turning it into
you
something
can do
else.
That,
but you use other materials as well, is what you're saying.
Yes, and you embellish it as much as you want. You write or you carve it, you cut it, you paste it, you paint it, and make it your own.
Tell us about the bookmaking that you do.
I'm not as good as Jane. Jane is very good at making her book art, but I'm right now folding pages in old discarded books and then putting paper sculptures between the pages, like hand-cut butterflies or rolled paper or yarn, and embellishing my book that way.
How did you get into this?
Kicking and screaming. I'm a painter, and I basically use paint and canvas and just paint abstract art. I have friends that have been trying to talk me into doing this for years, and they would just insist that I do it. And like I said, kicking and screaming, I would just say no, 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 but they'll make me start with a page. And I started. And then when I did that, you get addicted to it. What you become is you become a collector. You become a collector of things for your pages. You become a collector of what other people say junk is treasures to you to put in your book.
That's the spark for you.
Yes,
is becoming a collector. How interesting.
Yes.
The other creator of Boundless, you referred to Jane Ryder. She's also a bookmaker.
Yes.
Tell us about some of her creations.
Oh, Jane is a wonderful Zentangler, which is making, she uses Zentangle. She's a Zentangler, which is making doodles with a pen on pieces of paper and creating patterns. And this is mostly is impromptu, it's not planned, and you just keep drawing more patterns and patterns. Everybody can do it. And she's very fine at it. And she's also a fiber artist. She knits, she crochets, but she doesn't knit or crochet She does funky things. She doesn't knit a cute sweater. She'll create a sweater with ribbons and things dangling from a sweater. That's Jane. Mm. She thinks outside the box.
Now, this is the first, when Katie Cook, our producer, told me about this event and tried to explain it to me, this was the first that I had ever heard about this. How popular is this?
It is very popular. And I may be wrong, but it's very popular among women and artists because women scrapbook and things like that. So this is an extension of scrapbooking. And I mean, it's the gamut.
Okay, it's making a little more sense now.
Yes.
If you compare it to scrapbooking the eclectic nature of a scrapbook.
Yeah.
It's kind of what you're doing with
the
book. So you haven't seen the submissions yet because everyone will bring their works
on June 11th.
Do you have any idea how many submissions you're going to get?
I know 15 people that said they will submit, and I've printed about 200 entry forms. So hopefully, if I get 25 to 30 people, I'm doing really good. But hopefully, there'll be more.
But what you see when you attend this, these works of art do not necessarily resemble books when we see them, or do
they? Some of them may resemble books.
Okay.
Some of the books may have so many embellishments on it that you know, it has to stand up. It cannot lay down. Or it'll be on a pedestal, or it might be on a small easel. It depends what the artists do. It's like they're free to do whatever they want to the book that they made.
Is it possible for someone to look at one of these works and not see evidence of a book? Could it be so transformational that it's like, oh my gosh, there's a book in there somewhere?
No, there's always be a cover page, and there'll always be pages.
Okay.
But the pages might be an inch thick. So, you know, it depends how it's constructed.
Okay.
So I will be surprised as long as, you know, along with you, if you come on Sunday to see what this artist creates.
I'm speaking with Zahra Resch, artist and co-creator of the book art show Boundless, which will take place next Sunday at the Turner Dodge House in Lansing. I understand there's something of a competition element to the show as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. It's a competition because to encourage people to enter, and the prizes are really good. So there'll be ribbons for first, second, third, and fourth place, and also a gift card for first, second, and third, and fourth place, and a mystery box of supplies for each of the winners.
Hmm. And is there an opportunity to purchase these as well?
Yes.
Okay.
The books, some of the books might be for sale, and if people are interested, they can talk to the artist. I encourage the artist to be there so the artist can talk to visitors to Turner Dodge House about their process, about the book, how they do it. And there'll also be a demonstration on how to make a simple book.
Okay.
And Jane will do that.
This is the first time a show like this has happened here in Lansing. Do
yes.
you think there will be more?
I hope so. I hope maybe Lansing Art Gallery would pick it up, and other people might do that. This is just a first time for me. So we're trying to do this. Hopefully the interest will spread and we'll have more shows.
Hmm. Well, I've been speaking with artist Zahra Resch, who is the co-creator of the book art show Boundless. This art show and sale will be at the Turner Dodge House this Sunday, June 12th, from noon to 5 p.m. Zahra, thank you for joining us
today.
Thank you.